Go on, Snufflepuff. Puff and Gerp. Gerbil wheel. Gerbil butt. Running out now.
Coming up on this episode of This Is True Really News, Robin Cumberbumfles will be featured in one of the stories, or not. I'm just having so much fun that I'd like you to like, subscribe.
How has your wife not killed you, Rick? Like, any number of reasons that I can think of.
Please like, subscribe, and follow This Is True Really News. Please ask your friends to do it and have a talk with Robin Flumferbump.
Diffenderfer.
Gryffindor. Whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Vercanis. All the news you're about to hear is true.
Really?
As far as you know.
He's been like this all day.
Dimper doodles. Plumper puddle. I can go on like this till I even annoy myself.
How long will that be?
A long time.
Too this long. Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
So 38-year-old Amy Ann Harrington.
You know, I didn't think our lack of math skills extended to reading the number.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
38-year-old Amy Ann Harrington arrested by the cops after she rear-ended a car in April in Madeira Beach, Florida. Suspected she was driving under the influence. It's a smoking gun thing, so probably.
Oh, this is going to be good then.
So they attempted the field sobriety tests. It's never good when the story reads,
attempted.
They attempted the field sobriety tests.
Right.
They asked her to do a one-leg stand, the ever-popular walk and turn. But instead, young Amy Ann broke into multiple ballet and Irish folk dance moves, according to the arrest report. She also was, if you could actually pull off the ballet and Irish folk dance moves,
exactly.
She's sober. My guess is, oh, God, I wish there was video. Mm-hmm. Harrington also refused to take the breath test. Well, that's normal. She was charged with DUI, got booked into the county jail. And I don't know, maybe probably gave dancing lessons to poor underprivileged inmates.
Doctor's stories.
Dum, dum, dum.
I was coming to just as my doctor was finishing my colonoscopy.
Oh,
feeling some, feeling some pressure back there. I reached down and patted the doctor on the head and said, "It's okay, Yehudi. Just go back to sleep." Yehudi's my dog.
I didn't even have to ask.
Teenage male patient came into the clinic with his girlfriend because he was growing breasts with milk production.
Wow.
Turns out his girlfriend was giving him her female hormonal birth control pills for extra protection.
So she's blonde. I got a buck says she's blonde, right?
I want to know if her name is something.
Don't! Her name is probably Bambi Smith. Leave her alone.
Actually, it's... it's Beverly Hottentot, Robin's sister.
The married one.
Yep. I had a guy with an ICD in place. For those who don't know, it's basically, it goes, shocks your heart if your heart goes into a funny rhythm. He would regularly come into the hospital to have it turned off because he would do a ton of cocaine and the thing would keep firing due to his heart rate. I told him, don't do the cocaine.
He said?
He kept doing the cocaine.
Of course he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they got to be friendly.
Sure, it was a nice service. Have we talked about those University of Michigan folks? Researchers, they call them. By the way, researchers is apparently used for most anything at universities these days. They are putting the first syllable into the yoni. Yes, they're putting the P in peony. Well, not really in, more like on the peonies. Yep.
Are dolphins involved in this?
One would think they should be at some point.
That was a throwback to a much earlier
show. Yeah, if you haven't heard that show, trust me, you probably haven't missed much. Environmental engineering professors Nancy Love and Krista Wigginton are regular visitors to the Ann Arbor School's Nicholas Arboretum, where they have been applying urine-based fertilizer to the heirloom peony beds ahead of the flower's annual spring bloom. It's all part of an effort, they say, to edumacate the public about their research. That's research. Showing that applying fertilizer derived from nutrient-rich urine could have environmental and economic benefits. Really? At first, when Wigginton said, we thought people might be hesitant. Yeah. You know, this might be weird. Yeah. But we've experienced really very little of that attitude. You know why? You're in a university system.
They'll buy anything you say.
You don't even have to sell it big. Just say something stupid and they'll go, well, yes.
We think chiclets would allow peonies to blow bubbles.
And would they?
Well, let's try it.
Let's do research. In general, Wigginton said, people think it's funny at first, but then they understand why we're doing it and they support it. Really? They support it. Love, co-author of a study published in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal, and honest to God, I didn't know there was one, found urine diversion and recycling led to a significant reduction in greenhouse gas emissions and energy. So now if we can only get the real abusers of greenhouse gas stuff, like, you know, China, Russia, if we could get them to do this, we might be onto something. Urine contains essential nutrients such as nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, and has been used as crop fertilizer for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Love said collecting human urine, there's the weird part, and using it to create renewable fertilizers as part of what she calls the circular economy of nutrients will lead to greater environmental sustainability.
Just tell boys if they go pee on the plants, it's fine. They'll do it. They'll
actually
have the whole neighborhood fertilized in moments.
Dude, you don't have to tell them.
You don't have to.
No. They've,
apparently pine trees like it.
Yeah, pine trees, bushes at golf courses.
Yeah.
Could be a porta potty right next door. Does not matter.
No, this bush is just handier.
Exactly right.
Restaurant reviews. From Charlotte.
Charlotte wrote this, or it's from Charlotte, North Carolina?
No, it's from Charlotte who wrote this.
Okay.
Left it on our doorstep and didn't nick. I assume that's a typo and she meant knock. 1 hour after the estimated delivery time, I had a look just as a fluke and it was there, but it was stone cold. Definitely not happy and will fight until the death for a full refund, especially the delivery fee of $10.
You know, it's amazing what hills some people will choose to die on. But anyway,
Marmaris Kebab House replied, the driver knocked and waited in the cold for 5 minutes. Then when you didn't open the door, he tried calling you multiple times. Hang on.
Wait a minute. If he called, probably on her cell phone,
multiple times,
there'd be records,
only to find the number was wrong. Unless he has telepathy to communicate, you've made it impossible to contact.
See? The Diffenderfer curse gotcha. You'll never speak a complete sentence again without coughing.
Oh, man. I don't know what
it's happened. The Diffenderfer curse. It's a well-known curse.
Unless he has telepathy to communicate, you've made it impossible to contact you. What'd you expect? Update your number. Do you want a Kleinenfelter? Lily, very late.
So did we ever find out why this woman just didn't answer her door?
No. No.
What the idiot?
Well, if the phone number was wrong, what if it was the wrong address?
Then she wouldn't have found it stone cold an hour later.
Well, if she would have been walking around the neighborhood, maybe. Lily, very late and not even what I ordered. Grill King. Hi, Lily. Your food was delivered in 40 minutes. The driver gave it to you in your driveway where you were found throwing up. Hope you got in okay.
So we think there might have been a
little alcohol involved.
Guessing.
From Ethan, $4.50 for chips that were soggy and cold, and 8 pounds for something for a and 8 pounds something for a cold hot dog in a soggy bun. Lovely stuff. 14 pounds 50. And an hour and a half later, I'm ordering McDonald's. Streetburger replied, "Hey, Ethan, thank you for your kind review. What you failed to mention is that you asked our driver for her phone number. And when she politely refused, you told her you were going to leave us a bad review. Please, in future, do not order from us."
Thank you. And good night, you idiot. I love the headline on this.
Okay.
Creme de la weird.
That's good.
Yep. Metro News reports 34-year-old Harry Matadine from New Hampshire. Wow, what your eyes see. 34-year-old Harry Matadine from Hampshire, England, because the New Hampshire is, of course, here.
It's across the pond, as they say.
Has a wellness tip to share with the world. Can I just say there's a little connection here with the last story that I had?
Okay. Go right ahead.
He drinks his own.
Oh, good Lord.
He does. Rubs it on his face, too.
Ick.
Dude, if you're drinking it, why were you going to stop, right? I mean, come on. Metro News reports that Matadine claims his habit, begun in 2016, keeps him looking young and has cured his depression.
What?
Oh, my God, man. Don't print this story. The researchers will be out in droves.
Well, then we're going to have to check to see if it works cross species. We'll be talking to the dolphins.
You're back to the bottlenose again, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I am.
He said of his 200 milliliter per day habit dose, I felt a new sense of peace, calm, and determination.
Peace?
I
think you mispronounced that.
No, that's the scary part. How do you get calm and determination? I don't know.
Maybe add lavender.
That would be the least weird thing about this story. The skin therapy keeps his face young, soft, and glowing. Matadine calls urine an acquired taste. No, I was about to say no, but that wouldn't.
No, it's urine. No,
yeah. He says that fresh is never as bad as you imagine.
I think at all is exactly as bad as I imagine.
Can it go bad? How do you know?
Can it go worse?
I mean, when you sniff it, can you tell if it's gone bad?
Well, ask a dolphin to taste it. They might be able to tell you something.
You and those bottlenose freaking dolphins.
They kicked this whole thing off.
Yeah, never as bad as you imagine. See what you started?
I love this.
Oh, of course you do, you sick puppy. It is neutral smelling and not a bad taste unless you're really toxic. Or brain dead, I guess.
And what if you like asparagus?
That might change everything.
Mm-hmm.
His family doesn't approve. His sister has even stopped talking to him.
Well, at least face to face.
I'm thinking you might want to buy him a sweater. You know the one. It's got the little clasps and the arms tie in the back.
Ooh, those. I love that those. One. They're so comfy. You feel like you're being hugged all day.
Creme de la weird is kind of like mildly putting this. The next thought I have is, where in the hell does your brain come up with an idea? Like, do you sit bolt upright in bed when they go, oh my, write this down.
Better yet, let's just head to the bathroom and do it.
See how it works.
Well, you know, there are.
And how do they figure out it's 200 milliliters a day is the right dose?
Yeah. Why would you be measuring it? The thing
they
that
do, but that's usually after surgery.
In the desert, people have survived this way. I don't really recommend it for any other purpose.
Generally not. No.
Isn't it basically wastewater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, those big buildings where they purify your water?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like worse than the water they're purifying.
To make beer.
Hmm.
Man, this thing goes further back than I thought.
It just gets, now that's stuff we remember.
Right.
Important right. stuff. Yeah. This dribble, this we remember.
Absolutely.
This is true. Really news. Send email to TITR@netradio.network.